This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
For generations, presidents have faithfully executed two great American traditions, issuing a proclamation that sets aside a Thursday in November for us to express gratitude, and granting pardons that reflect our beliefs in second chances. And this week, we do both. And now, from the Rose Garden, Tater and Top will go to their new home at Virginia Tech. They'll get to live out their natural lives at a new facility called Gobbler's Rest, where students and veterinarians will care for them. And so let's get on with the pardoning, because it's Wednesday afternoon and everyone knows that Thanksgiving traffic can put people in a foul mood. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Let's go pardon these turkeys. Come on, guys. Come on.
All right. There you go. POTUS Obama, last pardon he can get. Actually, Tater and Tot, his code names for Bill and Hillary Clinton. So, you know, the pardon was given surreptitiously before Thanksgiving Day. Welcome. Welcome, one and all, to the Robert Scott Bell Show pre-Thanksgiving Day edition. If you're listening live, just so you know, we're grateful 365, not just one day of the year. And I'll be grateful because Super Don will be joining us as well soon. And if you'd like to call in with your questions or comments or gratitude, you can do so right now. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The next 2 hours of broadcast healing right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN, our broadcast home in radio syndication. And, of course, after the fact, archived pretty quickly as well. Thank you all for being here. We do have Ty Bollinger in the bullpen, as they say, because we're going outside the box later today. And you know you want to say thanks. To Ty Bollinger for all that he's done and his family has done with the truth about cancer. By the way, this weekend, it's replaying the Ultimate Live Symposium. If you missed it, another opportunity. Tell your friends. Links will be up shortly. Thanks to Captain Morgan at robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. I was just thinking of course, every Turkey Day. Great memories overall. Thanksgiving. You see movies about Thanksgiving where, you know, the trauma and the drama, the families getting together. I don't really have a lot of those kinds of memories. And it's not to say mine are better or worse than anybody's. It's just that the theme of Thanksgiving sometimes runs differently through families. And I'm just, for the most part, grateful for all the time I got to enjoy with the family that was alive at the time they were alive, obviously. And I hope that you were as present in those moments with whomever you're going to share it with. Because, again, this life and this physical body, for any of us fleeting, you never know when it's time to move on to, as they say, greener pastures on the other side. I don't know. I'm not being morbid by saying that, just acknowledging. For instance, the suffering you may have or may have had. How many of you were grateful for the suffering while it was going on or only afterward? Maybe not even afterwards. I remember all the times that I suffered to be who I am today. It wasn't my thought consciously. Oh, yeah, I'm going to suffer so I can do radio. Yeah, I Super Don. I'll be with you in a moment. Stand by. You can be late. I can talk. This is my gratitude session here, right? Don't get me wrong. So I didn't think, oh, yeah, I'm going to suffer so one day I can do radio. It's like, what do you do with the suffering you have in your life? Did it teach you anything? Did you learn from it? And are you able to help others because of it? In the midst of it, not so much. Pretty difficult, pretty challenging. But if you survive it, if it made you stronger, right? They say that which does not kill you can make you stronger. What do you do with it? What do you do with it? Do you have more compassion or less for those who suffer if you've suffered? Now, I've suffered because Super Don wasn't here at the opening of the show, and I had to play Barack Obama pardoning two turkeys without him present. It was very difficult, very traumatic for me, Super Don. How are you? Happy pre-Thanksgiving. No, he's not speaking to me now?
Is this thing working?
Yes, it's working now.
Okay. Hey!
You pulling my turkey leg or what?
Oh, the wonders of live radio. So,
yes.
Hey, listen, I did happen to hear, though, I love your little explanation of the code names for Bill and Hillary being Tater and Tot.
Wasn't that perfect? I mean, he didn't
want
anybody to know.
See, the American people had no idea what was happening there.
No, they don't. And that's why they tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show. You learn things you don't learn anywhere else in broadcast media. And we are definitely not approved by the federal government. But we're going to keep rocking it anyway, because that's just what we do here. Now, as far as our Thanksgiving message, again, we didn't really have a plan to do something. We do have comments today, questions today. In fact, that's the bulk of what we want to do in the first hour, is acknowledge the listeners, you, those who listen and contribute and ask great questions. And my gratitude to you is that I want to spend time acknowledging you and answering your questions. But I did want to, you know, also reference from a personal standpoint, the hardest thing to be grateful for are the things that are most painful. Over the years, we've talked to people who have succumbed to cancer ultimately, or those who have overcome it. Or people like Ty Bollinger who have lost many family members. I've lost family members to cancer. But look at what Ty Bollinger and family have done. They've taken tragedy and made it into a form of a triumph over the establishment that doesn't want you to know certain things about certain things. And if there's anything this show stands for, it's about letting you know things that the authoritarians don't want you to know for your benefit, for your betterment. And Super Don, you help us do that. You have helped me do that for over a decade now, I believe. Am I exaggerating there? Have we been together over 10 years now?
2005 was when we started, so that would be 11 years.
Yeah, so we may be entering into our 12th year. So it's a happy radio marriage, as far as I know, and we didn't ask permission. We don't have a license or anything.
Yeah. No, dude, you know, listen, it's a team effort. And, I mean, I appreciate you just as much. I mean, you've given me the opportunity to live my dream, which is to be involved in radio. Not only that, but, I mean, heck, I'm on the air. I never intended to ever be on the air. That was just never something. I was going to be the guy behind the scenes, and you gave me a kick in the butt and got me on there. And so you've given me an opportunity to be able to express my views and be a part of the fun here and help me out in so many ways. As a friend.
I've been kicking myself ever since.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this is not just a work relationship that we've got here. You know, I mean, there's a friendship that we've developed over the years, which I cherish and I value very much.
Yeah, you just enjoy the thumb screws.
And the enema jokes, that's right.
And the enema jokes, right? Can't get enough of those. Oh, that's an appetizing thing to discuss. In fact, you were the first one to bring up enemas today, so congratulations, Super Don. You win the prize.
That's what you've done to me. See?
What have we done? Yes, we cran. So that's the thing. The POTUS, you know what? Obama's pretty good with a one-liner, right? I give him credit. He can do some throwaway jokes, and he's pretty cash and calm and relaxed in that state. Maybe he can do stand-up comedy afterwards. The dude
has got charisma. He does, you know, and you got to give it to him. I actually enjoyed watching. It was funny. He had several jokes and one-liners he was throwing out there, which is a tradition that he's done every year since he's been in office. He does the turkey puns and usually embarrasses his daughters, but they weren't there today. So, you know, look, say what you will about his policies and stuff. He seems like the kind of guy it'd be fun to just hang out with and have a beer.
Right. Yeah, if only that were the kind of things that he was doing the last 8 years, hanging out with people and having beers.
I know. So it's Thanksgiving. I'm trying to be nice.
I know. That's like saying trying to find something to be grateful for no matter what. And if we're saying something to be grateful for about Barack Obama, he's leaving office January 19th. Grateful. Okay? Just saying. Might do something good with his life now. That would be awesome. All right, so what do we got? Comments of the day, questions of the day, anything else that we, you know, any stuff we got to announce before we just dive into the rest of the show here?
Well, I'm sure you already mentioned that it is Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger, and we'll have a number of stories we'll be covering with him.
Yep.
Some vaccines, actually a few vaccine stories, GMO Monsanto stories, and actually we'll be visiting the situation where all the media met with Trump. And I think we kind of talked about it briefly the other day, but maybe getting a little more into that. And I don't know about you, dude, but still, if you take a look at your Facebook feed,
yeah,
it's maybe died down a little bit, but man, it's still going, isn't it?
What happened?
About Trump and Hillary and,
oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
the election and the results and the stuff. I'm telling you, man, that basket weaving on Mount Ararat is sounding better and better every day to me.
Hey, you're up by Noah's Ark. Is that it? You're going to go and bring the animals with you?
Well, if you believe that. But, yeah, you know, it's just a very tall mountain.
All right. Well, let's start with one of the listeners' comments, shall we, before we get into our first break here.
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, this comment of the day comes from Fred. And I have a feeling Fred's over there listening to us on UK Health Radio. I just have a sense. We've got a lot of listeners in Great Britain. So he's writing as the husband of a cancer patient, hoping that an important lesson that my wife and I learned may be of value to others. Now, I'm grateful for this. He's willing to share this. He says, my wife, Kathy, 53, had a history of cancer. Her mother died of breast cancer at the age of 42, and my wife had colorectal cancer at the age of 49. Fortunately, surgery alone was able to take care of the one tumor, sparing her the effects of chemotherapy and radiation. In December of 2014, Kathy noticed that her legs were aching and tiring quickly. His mother, my mother, he says, 81 at the time, could last longer when shopping than she could. Kathy was not overweight. She used the NordicTrack exerciser. She noticed that her left leg was swelling slightly. They went to the doctor. A CAT scan was performed. Massive radiation. Nothing turned up. Even more tests revealed nothing. Conclusion, she had lymphedema caused by old scar tissue from the abdominal surgery she had 16 years earlier. Really? Yeah, he's suspicious too. Fred is suspicious. We're going to come back and find out what happened to his wife trying to go through modern medicine to get answers for her cancers. And yours as well. Stick with us. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on the air pre-Thanksgiving Day show. RobertScottBell.com. Checking out. Back with more after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, happy Gratitude Day. Vitamin G flowing here. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. That is gratitude. I was just talking about the gratitude for the pain, gratitude for the learning. And when you get to the point where you're grateful, even in the midst of some of the suffering, some of the worst suffering, you've achieved something, because in that moment you recognize you have not been abandoned by God or Creator or whatever you perceive it to be. The absence can be painful, certainly. But recognizing it's always present, even in the times where you feel like you've been abandoned or you are suffering, somebody's really taking it to you. At least my experience has been in my life. I know I'm not speaking for anybody else necessarily. But those are the times where, I look back and say, man, I must have been really loved by someone up there because they allowed me to suffer the way I did so I could learn what I know today to help myself and others in this way. Now, I admit readily, I didn't know about that while I was going through some of the suffering. But there's a point where you see the pattern emerge, that it happens enough that maybe, just maybe, you might trust the process through all of those times. And then at a certain point, you wake up and go, you know what? I don't think I need that anymore. And you'll listen to the Doc of Detox, and it'll go, just start loving yourself. No matter what, love yourself. And you'll get through it. You'll get through it. We're talking about a comment from Fred now, and his wife was suffering from cancer, had some surgery, now lymphedema. They say it was caused by surgery 16 years earlier. But where was the lymphedema 16 years ago, if that's the case? Why did it start now? Well, happened to be she had other surgeries. For the colorectal cancer. A lot of swelling. The CAT scan they did, and then they find a tumor. Biopsy determined that it was malignant, stage 3, according to what Fred's telling me. Now, about that time, Fred says, they learned through reading a book on cancer treatments that there's a blood test called AMAS, anti-malignant antibody in serum. We need Dr. Batar around for that one, but said that would reveal the presence of cancer in the body sometimes as much as 24 months prior to clinical evaluation, like with a CAT scan, with great accuracy. See, that's the thing, Super D. You know, we learn about these things, and once we know about them, of course, we communicate that, like thermography, right, being more sensitive to detect tumors, or even the sonograms, which some people would argue may be damaging to tissue. I would argue probably less damaging than ionizing radiation, but also more sensitive in many ways. So we talk about those things. But as Fred says, we were never advised to have this blood test performed and found that many doctors, including oncologists, didn't even know of the test. See, you can't assume that just because they're a doctor that they know about the latest stuff. You have to be able to read. You have to reach out. You have to ask questions. You have to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Read Natural News. Go to these places. Learn from the people that are digging deep, right? Fred says, we believe we had known about that. Had we known about this test earlier, we would have had a much earlier diagnosis, making the disease much easier to treat. She has now undergone chemotherapy twice, Taxol and carboplatinum. Remember I talk about platinum-based chemo, right? Very toxic stuff. But the cancer was not gone until we heard about the cannabis oil and its effective usage in treatment of cancer. And we contacted the London Cancer Center for procurement of the THC cannabis oil and started using the oil for treatment as directed by the cannabis physician. By the way, if you want to learn about the AMAS test, guess what? It's in Ty Bollinger's new book, The Truth About Cancer. Of course. Of course it is. The Truth About Cancer. TMB's new book, rising the charts, keeping it up there at the New York Times bestseller list. Go out and get The Truth About Cancer. We'll talk to TMB next hour when we go outside the box together. But it's all there. Now, the question becomes, all right, so they somehow were able to finally get a hold of cannabis, but this is after surgery. This is after chemo. I mean, this is brutal. Like I said, it's hard enough in some cases to reverse cancer. But yeah, you got a patient that comes to you who's been through chemo and surgery. At least not radiation, although they did CAT scans. Guess what Fred tells us about his wife? After 3 months using the cannabis oil, my wife's cancer was completely cured and gone. The oil medication brought joy and happiness to the family again. In gratitude to my heart, Fred, for you sharing that story. Another great story. TMB, RSB, we wrote together, Unlock the Power to Heal, and we added information about cannabis at the end of that book, toward the end, because it was so important. And it only goes doubly and triply down how important this plant is to reversing cancer and so much more. Those of you who want to get a hold of the CBD form, available in all 50 states, you can go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, CB Sciences, and you can get a 15% discount when you check out and put the code in RSB15, RSB15. Pre-Thanksgiving holiday edition, if you're listening live, if it's already happened, we're still grateful. I hope you are and not suffering too much from overindulging, hopefully in good quality, organic free-range birds or tofurkeys. Let us know. We'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this is your show. Your show. You're listening. I want to serve you. So that means we go right to your questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, first up, we got a question from Jackie. Jackie says, hi, Robert. I recently purchased some Plus CBD oil, extra strength for migraine relief. How much should I take? I took 24 sprays and haven't gotten the relief I'm looking for yet. Should I take more? Okay. No, that's a great question. Because, you know, what we've said from the beginning and right through to the last interview I've done on this is we don't know how much each person needs. how much you need is unique to you. You know, my wife with her trigeminal neuralgic scenario and the anxiety associated with it has to get the super concentrate because she, what she's dealing with. Some migraines are so brutal that you have to get that super concentrate, and I don't know that that even comes in the pump spray like you have. I don't think it does. And it's like a paste. You can kind of take a little spoon, and then you take that out and take that and see how that does for you. There's also, by the way, it's pluscbdoil.com, RSB15. There's also another form that we found called Neocana, N-E-O-Canna, C-A-N-N-A. .com, and that, I think I did an interview about that some weeks ago, where the guy developed a time release form where immediately a milligram would just jump right into your system, and then the rest would be time released over the next 24 hours, basically a day. And some people respond very well to that form. I'm not saying I have, you know, the one form that's right for everybody. I will say the vast majority are helped with the plus CBD oil or the super concentrate, but I want you to have options. And that's why we'll talk about it all, Jackie. So should you take more? Yes, as long as it's not causing you to take a nap when you need to be up working, right? Because it can really relax you. Now, there are other things associated with migraines, you know, like Atlas, adjusting your Atlas, going to a doctor of chiropractic or an osteopath who knows how to do this, manipulate the spine. She says, I've started coffee enemas for detoxification and the Silver Aloe Protocol. I'm sure that my migraines are caused by constipation and my inability to detox. I'm hoping the Silver Aloe Protocol will help me with this. It will. It will. There's no doubt in my mind it will, but you know, there might be other things we'll learn from the process. I'm taking magnesium oxide, which helps with bowel movements. That's right. We've talked about that. Certain forms of magnesium you take orally, you can take the tolerance, and then it'll give you a loose stool. And sometimes that's helpful if you need it. She says, it's the only way I go every day. I'm also drinking more water. Good. So she's knocking out the dehydration issue. They're less frequent for sure. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Are the bowel movements more or less frequent? The way you said that, I'm not sure. Anyway, she says, I wanted to get something to help me when I do get the migraines, as I hate taking triptan drugs, more specifically Zomig. That's the only drug that will get rid of a full-blown migraine. If I don't take it, I will have a debilitating migraine for days. I've used essential oils and migraine-specific homeopathic medicine, but it doesn't help. Any other suggestions? Well, again, I mentioned the vertebral subluxation concept of the atlas and other areas creating impingement on the nerve. But bottom line, you're hitting a lot of those things that are really important, including hydration and getting the gut and the liver working again. If one coffee enema doesn't do it, do a second one. I'm serious. Reduce the burden on your brain and nervous system by helping the liver do its job in conjunction with these other things that you're doing. How will I know when the Silver Aloe Protocol has worked? Well, I want to see some regularity ensue without having to take the magnesium oxide to get a loose stool. So you're probably going to target 4, 6, or 8 weeks on Silver Aloe Protocol based on the severity of what you're dealing with. Any other supplement suggestions? Yes, in the book Unlock the Power to Heal, I talk about the homeopathic upper GI and lower GI formulas. Somebody told me that they renamed them, which is fine. It's the same thing. I think they call it enzyme restoration and probiotic restoration. Same thing as upper GI, lower GI from King Bio, kingbio.com. So there's some homeopathics that are not targeting the migraine, but targeting restoration of function of the gut. She says, I take B-complex. I hope you're taking innate response. Folinic acid? You mean folic acid? Make sure you take the folate form. Jackie, don't take the folic acid form. Methyl guard, because she's got the MTHFR gene mutation, so she's not a non-excreter, basically. She can't methylate well, and she's on a multi. She started taking the whole food selenium. That's good. And then she says, thank you for your amazing show. I'm a new listener and wish I could have heard about you years ago. Yes, I wish too. But you know how it is. Timing is everything. And who's in control of the timing? Somebody bigger than us. But here we are for you now. So, Jackie, hey, let us know how you do as you're implementing these things and integrating these things. And then I want to transition to Super D. Because Super D, this next question was really directed to you. I know they kind of threw me in there just for the sake of, hey, Robert, it's your show, I know. But I really want to talk to Super Don about this.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. LC writes in. Do you want me to read this or you want to go into this?
Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Robert and Super Don. I'm flabbergasted at all the fear-mongering and accusations and nastiness that has been propagated by people in the media and the bought and paid for and ignorant people who follow those same media. Almost every single one of those comments are logical fallacies. And the one we are seeing more since the election are the racist, bigoted, homophobic, etc. name-calling. Superdon was talking about the logical fallacies a while back, but I think it's time we revisit those. In fact, I have a new idea for a new segment for Super Don. You don't have enough work already. The logical fallacy update? Is that what he's gearing at here? You think?
Well, according to Elsie, his idea is a new segment that will help educate the public on what these logical fallacies are and how to win arguments against them and wake people up at the same time. So he's looking here. I'll just finish it here. He can make it a daily educational segment on the different types of logical fallacies. And when you spot one in the news, tell us what the logical fallacy is and how we can win the argument. It would help people understand with very specific examples. And then he goes on to say there seems to be over 100 of them, but I don't know a good non-biased source to describe them. He says, I've seen sources for the list, and it's obvious that the person writing the logical fallacy description is biased. What do you think? Well, there's a reason why the sources of logical fallacies and the descriptions are biased. It's because it was pretty much put together and written by a bunch of douchebags who use the logical fallacies to their advantage to further their agenda. So, you know, I'm flattered. I really am, LC, that you wrote in and asked this. The answer I'm going to give you, though, is probably not what you were hoping for. And
Don't make our listeners upset, Super.
No, but let me explain. Let me explain.
Yes.
There was a period of time there, probably back when LC heard me talking about this, where I went on kind of a, what would you say, kind of a crusade for about 6 months. It was about the amount of time that it lasted. When I discovered the scientific or what you would call the skeptic community and what they were doing, how they were attacking people and bad-mouthing people and going after people, and I discovered the infamous David Gorski, which if you remember in the story that when this whole thing evolved, it was like for many years I had heard people talking about, oh, we don't want to talk about it. Oh, like he was Voldemort, you know?
Right.
And I was like, well, I couldn't resist. I was like, I got to see what this guy's about. And then I looked into it and discovered he's just this guy, you know? I mean, he's nobody special. And that is what launched me into learning about logical fallacies and all the stuff that they do and the ins and outs of it. And I actually almost came obsessed about it. It consumed my life for a good long time. And so, you know, what you're talking about here, especially with the election, yes, you're right. There is a lot of anger and bitterness and name calling. And if we're going to talk about logical fallacies, we would refer to those as ad hominem attacks, where people are basically just trying to, you know, destroy somebody's reputation, go after them, you know, by calling them names. I mean, basically, that's what it is. And here's my explanation, my answer to your question. You're better off not doing it. And here's why. Because when you get into a debate with somebody who's calling names, chances are, and I would say 98% of the time, that person is not putting themselves out there to try and get educated and informed on the issue and are open-minded to try and see your point of view. They're out there to get into an argument, to get into a debate. And when you start getting into the logical fallacy thing, it really all it ends up doing is sucking you into trying to argue and debate and fight back. Okay? And in the end, you really don't end up much different than the person that you engaged to begin with. Does this make sense?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Listen, you're the expert on logical fallacies. You're the doctor
of
logical fallacies at this point.
Here's what I'll say. In my experience, having done this, and you know, Robert, I mean, we used to talk about this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I jumped into this thing, learned about all the logical fallacies, and started going after these guys, right? And, I mean, I was just, it, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but I had a pretty good run. I mean, mm-hmm. I knocked these guys down one by one.
You were knocking their teeth out, Super D. Don't kid yourself. You were just blasting back with logical logic. No fallacies.
Here's the reason why, is because when I started talking to these guys, once I learned how they think and how they work and why they do what they do and all that kind of stuff like that, mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to debate them on what they wanted to debate about. And that's okay. What threw them off. So my answer to you would be, Elsie, if you want to engage in one of these people who are out there trying to pick a fight and trying to argue and debate and trying to win the day and make you look dumb, don't go after them on what they want to debate you about. Go after them and talk about things that you have in common. Love them to death. They'll hate it. They'll turn around and run the other direction. Okay. And I'll tell you, when it comes to logical fallacies, if you really want to get a good source of what they are, what they mean, there's a website that I really like, and it's called yourlogicalfallacyis.com. Yourlogicalfallacyis.com. And they even have like a poster you can print out and all that stuff. But here's the bottom line. When it comes to logical fallacies, especially when you're talking about the skeptics, you can't win, and it's not worth even engaging with them, because you want to hear one of the logical fallacies that they have? It's called the fallacy, which means that if they use a logical fallacy, they're still not wrong. It's not
right.
Worth it.
It's not
smell
worth
the
it.
Roses, Elsie.
Yeah, you find some gratitude elsewhere. By the way, Super D, if you want to do a new update, we could do the logical fallacy of the week, but then you'd have to come up with a theme song.
I could. You want to do that?
We could.
All right. I'll take it into consideration.
Our logical fallacy of the week. We won't want to make it work too hard. Grateful after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
You got any gratitude you want to share with us? Call me now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Special gratitude for Ty Bollinger and family. He'll be joining me to go outside the box as we do each and every hump day. Getting ready to, well, eat some hopefully good quality clean food. And if not, do lots of coffee enemas afterwards to minimize the damage. That's all I'm saying. By the way, Super Don brought up enemas first tonight. That's a record, world record. He doesn't usually do that. And then I made him talk about logical fallacies. Thanks to LC for the great question / comment of the day.
Well, I listen, and LC, yeah. I'm going to take it into consideration. I mean, it's just I got so worn out from it when I was.
It did. You know, you got into it.
Banging heads with these guys for so long. But it is interesting because, listen, critical thinking is extremely important. And logical fallacies are a part of that. So maybe that's something we could do after the first of the year.
Yeah, I think a logical fallacy of the week, and it could be a teaching session, Super Don, school's in class, Super Don's the professor, and we'll all learn something about how to engage. And remember, folks, when you're engaging a real-life skeptic, it ain't about winning. It's about driving them crazy. With love, as you said, just love them. Find where you agree, and then just point out the logical fallacies, but keep agreeing with them, and watch what happens. Man,
they have a tendency to block you.
Mm-hmm, they do. So it'll be short-lived. It'll be short-lived.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, listen, CNA. See, the mainstream media once a year they try to ignore. Maybe make you forget about the fact that they're crap 364 or 3 days of the year. And CNN's covering this story, the year of living thankfully. Living thankfully. I think they asked a lot of, I guess the 10 people that still go to CNN, they asked them what makes you happy. And one of the responses, a picture of a Starbucks cup with a name on it, says, when the Starbucks barista gets my name wrong and yet it's still right. Now, why would that be? Because they wrote diva on it. Isn't that cute? You're a diva.
No, I'm a diva. This is my show. Do you, I mean, is there any ground that is earth-shakingly moved by this article about gratitude, or is it, you know, it's all been said, just get you some vitamin G and let's move on here? Or should we go into this?
Are you feeling a little bitter about CNN here?
Yeah, it's hard for me to go, yeah, I know CNN is putting out, you know, like I said,
listen,
once in a while.
I'll tell you, I read the article, and, you know, really, I mean, I think it's a good article, because what it's doing is it points out that, especially, and I'll say, in this period of time that we're experiencing with all of the fighting and arguing and protesting and people wanting to secede and all this stuff as a result of the election, I've seen a lot of articles that are really trying to address people dreading going to Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, that tension's just in the air pretty much everywhere you go. And this article points out that, you know, guess what? When you take a breath and you step back and you try and consider, you know, is the glass half empty or is it half full? Or is maybe my cup running over, right?
Mm-hmm.
That there are a lot of things that people lose perspective on. Things like family or friends, love, health, freedom from war, natural disaster, community, a roof. Yeah, how about a roof over your head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hope, opportunity, memories, financial stability, days off of work, good weather. You know, and I think people have a tendency to not see those things when they get so wrapped up in this day-to-day back and forth, what's going on social media. It just puts a negative energy on everything in your life.
The people that need a safe space have certainly lost sight of gratitude altogether. I mean, these people have just like they couldn't find something to be grateful for if it were handed to them from the government. I digress.
You know, and even at the end of the list that they provide here, how about a good cup of coffee? I can appreciate that.
I know you can always appreciate that, as can I, just from a different end. But, yes, we have different ways to be grateful, but we find something to be grateful for. So, yeah, you're right. They talk about how to up your GQ, right? It's not a fashion thing. It's your gratefulness quotient. I can't find fault with this article. As much as we, you know, are disliking CNN and all the mainstream media outlets, but granted, they're going to be utilized, too, by the Holy Spirit or whatever you perceive spirit, the life force to be, to get a good message out, too, because it's the worlds of duality. There's light and there's dark. The question is, what do you want to feed? We talked about that last week with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. All right, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing here as we go outside the box with international best-selling author. Is it international? We'll ask him about that. The truth about cancer. It's Ty Bollinger, and we go outside the box next hour. But remember this, before we come back, the power to heal and be grateful is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.